Proclamation number 5082, dated the March 10th, 1951. Fellow laborers in Christ's work of redemption, go ye therefore and teach. Single quote. The work you accomplish for me and my kingdom always involves participating in Christ's work of redemption. It is a continuation of what Jesus, the man, started on earth. It involves the spreading of the gospel on his instruction and leading people to him, the divine Redeemer himself, and therefore it is a return to me, the origin of all that has been created. This participation in the redemption work is so important and so extremely beneficial because influencing people directly from above has become impossible. Hence mediators, who are in contact with the spiritual kingdom as well as with people on earth and are thus able to convey the spiritual knowledge from above to them, are required to spread the gospel. This is the task of those who want to serve me, who place themselves at my disposal as seer-workers and whom I therefore send into the world with the instruction, go ye therefore, and teach all nations, i.e., speak wherever the opportunity presents itself, inform them of me and my direct working in all of you whom I send to cross your path. Take your work seriously as there is not much time left. And I myself will smooth your every way so as not to hinder your work, so that you will always have the opportunity to work on my instructions for the benefit of your fellow human beings. So far you can only do the groundwork, for the hour of your public activity has not come as yet. However, you should even do this preliminary work conscientiously and diligently, and you should always want to do it. Then you will also have the strength and opportunity to work for me. For many people are hungry and live in want. They thirst for nourishment for the soul, and I myself direct all threads and convey the bread of heaven to those who desire it. I give in abundance. Hence you, too, should strive to distribute the delectable gift to those who do not approach me directly and need to be fed by you if I don't want to let them perish. This is the redemptive work which, in a manner of speaking, makes you Jesus' fellow laborers, his followers and his helpers, for countless souls suffer great adversity. Whatever you do in order to spread my word will be blessed by me and will result in copious reward. Even if, from an earthly point of view, it is not obvious to you. You must more or less feel like my laborers who only accomplish the Lord's will. But you will feel my will in your heart, and whatever your heart urges you to do, you should instantly comply with, for it is my voice which speaks to you, which impels you to work for me and my kingdom. Do not fear earthly hardship or earthly disadvantage, but always trust that I know your every worry and will remedy it at the right time. Anyone who works for me is most reliably taken care of. It is just not obvious, so that the work for me is not done in a compulsory fashion but voluntarily instead, if it is to be successful for eternity. Someone who expects reward is not suitable for redemptive work, which only requires profound love for me and his fellow human being if it is to be effective. You don't have much time left, therefore you should ever more eagerly fulfill my will, which will forever consist of carrying my gospel into the world, of instructing those who lack knowledge and enlightening those who are misguided. For only the truth will have a redemptive effect, and therefore you should spread the truth which I convey to you humans from above because I love you and want to deliver you from the bondage of darkness. Amen.